This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Matt Lambert with Trust Healthcare. Matt's going to talk about what they do, how they got their business started, and more. Matt, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Absolutely, Scott. Thank you so much. Before we get started, I want to tell you what a big fan and a big consumer I am of the work that you and your team have done over the years. So it's really an honor to be here. And a pretty tough act to follow recently with Ed Marks and Paul Testa being on recently. So I'll try to live up to the high standard that those guys set. But once again, my name is Matt Lambert. I'm CMO for Trust Healthcare. I'm based here in D.C. I'm a clinician first, been an ER doctor for going on 20 years now. But about 10 years ago, I got involved with Clinovations, which was a D.C.-based, clinically-focused startup company founded by my dear friend Trina Williams, John Contour, who's now at Optum, and our CEO here at Trust named Kevin Colleton. And it was just a remarkable time to be at the convergence of technology, policy, and care delivery here in D.C. when the high tech and the ACA lined up. And we had the pleasure to lead adoption of electronic health records at some notable healthcare systems around the country. So we led the Epic work at Hopkins, the Cerner work at Georgetown, also at Barnabas in New Jersey. And I was the CMIO for New York City Health and Hospitals, where we did the Epic implementation at the nation's largest public health system. And that's where I got to forge my relationship with Ed Marks and Paul Testa that I mentioned before. Ed, of course, was my CIO there. And then Paul at NYU was very helpful in us getting aligned with the academics there in the city. And I can't resist being on a podcast and not plug in a couple books. I'm the author of a couple healthcare books that are both available on Amazon. One is called Close to Change, and the other one is called Unrest Insured, and that's my take on Medicare for All. So that's a little bit about myself, and again, I'm pleased to be here.
Well, tell us about, you popped in your book about Medicare for All.
Yeah.
I think the title you said was Unrest Assured.
Yep.
Give us your thoughts on that. Tell us a few things about why you feel that way, what your thoughts are, and so forth, and if you don't mind.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I went back to Kevin, again, Colleton, our CEO here one day in a meeting, asked me, because how did our insurance get tied to employment anyway? So we were in between projects at Clinovations, and I started looking into it, and it took me back to the formation of the Blues in 1929 at Baylor. And then I even decided to go a little farther back than that and go across the pond. So I actually found the British 1911 Health Insurance Act, which was a 40-40-20 split for health insurance for the working poor, 40% from the government, 40% from the employer, and 20% to the from the employee. And they took that and they amended and expanded that. They didn't repeal and replace. They amended and expanded that 9 times over 35 years until it got rolled into the NHS. And the NHS is far from perfect. But if we think about getting to Medicare for All, if that's something that we aspire to here, it's probably going to take about 3.5 decades to get there. So just a really fascinating travel back into how these themes keep coming back over and over again. And it was a lot of fun to write the book. And it's Unrest Insured.
Well, fascinating. And I'm somewhat familiar with Clinovations. Tell us about Trust Healthcare, how it started, and what's the core of what you're doing today, and who the core sort of customers are, and who you do business with.
Yeah, fantastic. As Clinovations, we were acquired by the advisory board, and the advisory board, of course, was acquired by Optum. And one of the things that drove that was we developed an HCC tool, or a hierarchical care condition tool, that helped clinicians identify certain diagnoses that really contribute to value-based care. And that was a pretty simple tool. We had some problem list rules and some other rules driven off of things like BMI, blood pressures, and A1Cs. But when we left the advisory board, Kevin particularly took some time, went around the country talking to organizations who were trying to shift to value-based care and really looked to identify what were some of their biggest challenges and some of their biggest needs around that. And so we built on what we learned with that previous experience, and then we were incubated inside Trust HCS, which is a staffing company in the Midwest that provides coders and clinical documentation improvement specialists. And we came up with a service-enabled value-based care platform that's agnostic to quality programs and to EHRs. And we built this on what we call the 3 C's. And that's curate, that's capture, and that's confirm. So the curation step is we have a more robust rules engine that we had before. And prior to the visit, we ingest patients' clinical and claims data into our rules engine, and we present that pre-visit to CDI for review. And we really think that that is a key step to have human eyes validate some of this. Because one thing that we learned in our previous world was physicians really have, it's a real dissatisfier for them to have false negatives presented in front of them. And so we feel that that human curation step really helps minimize those false negatives and separates us from maybe a more traditional NLP or AI solution. The next step is capture. And we are obsessed, I'll use that word, of embedding directly into the clinical workflow. We learned a lot of that previous with the previous tool of where we had to build it over and over again within each instance. But see, there were a lot of resource constraints, not only on the vendor side, but also on the health system side. So we've taken a lot of that off to integrate this and get as correct as information as we can within the clinical workflow. And we really feel that we can improve performance and improve efficiency. We don't think that that is mutually exclusive. And then finally, the confirm step. We didn't have a confirm step before, and a confirm step is where the coder logs in. They have their own UI, and they look and see that that new or that more specific diagnosis was captured and that it was supported by documentation that's going to allow it to go out on an HCC claim. And again, HCC is the currency of value-based care, and so it was a closed-loop step that we didn't have before. So we think we have addressed the key parts of the workflow with our solution, and we're pretty excited about it.
Well, fantastic. How is business going so far, and what's the most interesting thing you're seeing out there?
Business is strong right now. We're definitely on the curved part of the hockey stick, we're seeing that driven by increased downside risk in 2020. We're seeing that the payers, per usual, are moving faster than the health systems on this, and that we're seeing a lot of new entries into the market that are reaching out to us for acceleration here. And we're dealing with, you know, we've got a big academic in the Midwest who's on Epic. We're integrating with them. We have another large IDN that has an NSSP population that we're managing with. But we're seeing most of our work come in payer-owned provider groups that are new to the market, assuming full risk in the Medicare Advantage space, and doing a lot of in-home senior care. So allowing 60 to 90 minute visits to not only develop that relationship with the patient, but also to get that full capture of care. It's funny, I've been in healthcare and technology long enough to know that healthcare technology has very little to do with either of those and has more to do with people. And so working with people and managing through a change of a new market space and allowing those people to provide the best care they can and for patients on the receiving end to get the best care they can is fantastic.
Fantastic. Let me ask you another question, sort of like, yep. If you think about the either most exciting thing you're seeing in growing a new business, what's the most exciting thing you're seeing today?
The most exciting thing we're seeing today is, you know, we often talk about interoperability in healthcare IT, and we look at it from a vendor standpoint, and we looked at it from a national standpoint, but it was unexpected to me to serve as the middleware for a lot of these groups. So maybe groups that weren't fully integrated before, maybe they were on Athena on the outpatient side and Cerner on the inpatient side, and they were really having some difficulties managing all of this information. Or maybe an IT shop that has been outpaced by merger and acquisition for new practices or new IDNs. We have been serving as that integrator and a vehicle for interoperability. And I didn't anticipate that, and that's really been an exciting part of this.
Well, that's fantastic. A fascinating phrase that you sort of serve as middleware between these different aspects of things that are not as operable as they should be or interoperable as they should be is a fascinating observation.
Yeah.
Fascinating. And Matt, where could people learn more about you, Trust Healthcare, and buy your books?
So we'll start with trusthealthcare.com is the best place to go for now. I say now because we're going to, at the end of Q1 here, we're going to be undergoing a rebranding and we're going to become Curation Healthcare. So curationhealthcare.com will be the best place to go to get new information about us. And if anyone wants to buy some books, Amazon.com, Matt Lambert's the best place to go for that.
Well, fantastic, Matt. And thank you very, very much. Give us the three C's again, just so people hear the three C's again.
The three C's of Trust Healthcare, or soon to be Curation Healthcare, are curate, capture, and confirm.
Curate, capture, and confirm, and thus the transformation of the name to Curation Healthcare. Matt, thank you so much for joining us today. What a pleasure to hear what you're doing and to hear about Trust Healthcare, soon to be Curation Healthcare, and good luck with everything. Just fantastic.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having us.